A mater is a type of service done in the procedure of bringing a carbon, which allows for another part of the procedure of bringing the carbon to be performed. For example, the four avodas, the four services which are performed with the flower of a carbon mincha, they together are considered to be a mater to allow the rest of the flower to be eaten by the koyanim. Because that second part of the procedure, the eating of the rest of the flour, can only be performed once the first part of the procedure is done. The standard case of pigul, which is when the korban becomes invalidated as a result of the intention of chutz lizmanoi, intending to perform the next part of the procedure, for example, the eating of the flour beyond the time limit given. So the standard case of pigul is when, whilst performing the mater, the service which is permitting the next part of the procedure, whilst performing the mater, he has the intention to do the next part of the procedure beyond its time limit. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we learned that if the main part of a korban becomes pigul, then something else which is being brought in order to accompany the korban is considered to be secondary to it, and will gain that status of pigul as well. And this Mishnah gives another example for that idea. Hazevach mefagalas hanesochin, the korban itself. We're talking here about a regular animal offering. Korban mincha refers to a flower offering, whereas a zevach refers to an animal korban, an animal offering. If an animal offering becomes pigul, then it also makes the nesochim which are accompanying it pigul. The law is that when one brings a korban oilah or korban shalomim, he is obligated to bring with that korban to accompany it, firstly a korban mincha, a flower offering, and in addition, he has to bring nesochim, which is wine, which they would pour on the mizbeach at the top. It would go into a hole at the top of the mizbeach and go downwards to the bottom, and then it would flow outwards. And these nesochim, which refers to the wine which would accompany the korban, that is certainly considered to be a secondary part to the main korban which is being brought. And therefore, if the korban itself becomes pigul, then the nesochim which are accompanying it would also become pigul, invalid, and they would not be poured onto the mizbeach. Rather, they would need to be destroyed, just like an invalid korban needs to be burnt. The Mishnah adds, however, this is only the case, Mishnah Kodshu Bakeli, once the wine has been sanctified in a utensil. The law is that certain items which are put onto the top of the mizbeach, for example, wine or flour as well, the wine is not considered to be intrinsically holy and sanctified until it is put into a utensil, a kli shoris, which is a utensil designated for the service in the Beis HaMikdash. Until it's been put into a utensil like that, although it's considered to be holy, it's really only considered to be holy in terms of its value. You are able to redeem that holiness onto other money and then buy different wine. The wine itself is not intrinsically sanctified until it has been put into a kli shoris, into one of these utensils. And at that point, the wine gains what is called kedushas haguf, intrinsic sanctification and holiness, which means that it can no longer be redeemed onto different money or different wine. This is the wine which now needs to be used for the korban. And only from the point that it has gained that kedushas haguf is it considered to be a secondary part to this korban. It's now gained sort of a fixed status of being something which is accompanying that korban. And so if the wine has already been added to one of these utensils and the animal offering becomes pigul, then that pigul status will be given to the wine as well. The Rav Meir, that is the opinion of Rav Meir. However, the wine which is going to be poured on the mizbeach, if that becomes pigul, then since that is only secondary, that will certainly, that will not give the pigul status to the main korban itself. Ketzad, what is the explanation of this? Somebody who slaughters the animal, which is going to be offered as a korban, with the intention of eating that animal the next day, or beyond its time limit. For those korbanos which can be eaten for longer than a day, it would mean in 2 days' time. He has an intention of chutz lizmanoi, of doing the next part of the procedure, the eating of the korban, beyond its time limit. The law is that hu unesochem mefugalin, both the animal itself plus the wine, which has been designated to accompany it, become pigul. On the other hand, if he slaughters the animal with the intention lahakriv min hanesochem lemochar, to offer up the wine which is going to be poured on the mizbeach beyond the time limit, then on hanesochem mefugalin, the wine itself will become pigul and invalid. However, the hazevach, the animal korban itself, enu mefugal, will not become pigul, and it can still be offered up and it's considered to be a valid korban. It's possible that perhaps midrabbanan it's invalid, but at least according to the strict letter of the law, midoraisa it is certainly not considered pigel. Mishnah Hey, a standard korban mincha, a flower offering, has two main parts of the procedure which are considered to be a mater for the final part of the procedure, which is when the kohanim are able to eat the remaining part of the flour. The first mater are the four services to do with the koimetz, the handful of flour which is taken and burnt on the mizbeach. And the other mater is burning the levona, the frankincense, on the mizbeach. Now, at the beginning of the perek in Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah brought an argument regarding a case where somebody performed one of the services, for example, the kmitza, with the intention of performing the other mater, burning the frankincense on the mizbeach, chutz lizmano, beyond the time limit given. Over there, the intention which he had was regarding the performance of another mater. And the discussion there was whether the intention of chutz lizmano whilst performing one mater can give pigel status if the intention was regarding an additional mater. The first case of this Mishnah is about an intention of chutz lizmano regarding the final part of the procedure of eating the flour. And the case is where Pigel Bakoimetz, he had this intention of chutz lizmanoi whilst burning the handful of flour on the mizbeach, but not whilst burning the frankincense on the mizbeach. This is not like the case in Mishnah Aleph, where the intention was about how to perform the burning of the frankincense. Over here, we're talking about the intention of how the rest of the flour is going to be eaten, that he intends to eat it beyond its time limit. The point is, he only has that intention whilst performing one of the matirim, but not whilst performing the other matir. Or balavon of lebakoimetz, if he has that intention whilst burning the frankincense on the mizbeach, but not whilst burning the flour on the mizbeach. Rabbi Meir says, pigel, this is considered to be pigel, the chavonon of kares. Anyone who eats any part of the flour of this korban would be liable to the punishment of kares. However, the chachomim say, ein bo kares, there is no punishment of kares for somebody who eats it, because this is not considered pigel, ad sheyefagel es kol hamater, unless he causes the pigel and he has that intention of chutz lizmanoi whilst performing the entire mater. Meaning, in this case, there are two different things which are required before the next part of the procedure can be done. The burning of the handful of flour, the kmitza of flour, and the burning of the frankincense, the levona. Together, once both of those things have been done, then the next part of the procedure, the eating of the rest of the flour, can be done. Which means that by themselves, the burning of the flour and the burning of the levona are considered to be only half of the mater, half of that which allows the next part of the procedure to be performed. And it is the opinion of the chachomim that ein mefaglin b'chatzi mater, that is the rule which they hold of. One cannot give pigel status by having a pigel intention, an intention of chutz lizmanoi, whilst performing only half of that which is necessary to allow the next part of the procedure to be performed. The Mishnah adds, Moedim Chachomim and Rebbe Meir, the Chachomim agree with Rebbe Meir in the case of two korbanos mincha. There are two types of korban mincha which do not require the burning of levona at all. In that case, the only matir, the only thing which is necessary to be done to allow the eating of the rest of the flour to be done, is the burning of the flour itself. So therefore, Minchas Chotev and Minchas Kanois, these are two types of korbanos mincha which we'll see the details about them later on in the Masechta. In that case, Shem Pigel Bakoimetz, that if he had an intention of chutz lizmanoi whilst performing the burning of the handful of flour, in that case, certainly Shul Pigel Vachavon of Kores. The korban in its entirety would become pigel, and one who eats it would be liable to kores. Shea Koimetz wa Matir, since the burning of the flour is the only matir. The next case of the Mishnah is very similar. The scenario is where Shochat Echem Nakvosim, he slaughtered a particular kohen, slaughtered one of the two sheep, which are part of the Korban Musaf on Shavuos, with the intention, Lechol Shtei Chalas L'mochar, to eat the two loaves of bread, the Shtei Alechem, the next day, beyond their time limit. We've seen already that the offering, the slaughtering and offering up of the two sheep of the Korban Musaf, is a matter, it's what allows the Kohanim to eat the two loaves of bread which accompany that Korban. And in this case, he had that pigel intention, that intention of Chutz Lizmanoi, only when slaughtering one of the two sheep. So this seems very similar to the previous case, where you have the pigel intention only during half of the matir. And a similar case would be Hichter Echem Nabozikin if he burnt one of the spoonfuls of levain or frankincense, which are burnt in order to allow the 12 loaves of the Lechem Aponim, 12 loaves of bread which were on the Shulchan, to be eaten by the Kohanim. There were 2 spoonfuls of levain which needed to be burnt on the Mizbeach in order to allow the Kohanim to eat the loaves of bread. And in this case, he had the pigel intention only whilst burning one of the spoonfuls of levain. At that time, he had the intention, Lechol Shnei Sdarim L'machar, to eat both of the sets of bread the next day, meaning all 12 of the loaves the next day. And indeed, the case is that this is exactly the same as the previous case. We've got the same argument. Meir Meir says, pigel v'chelon lav kares. It would be considered pigel, and one who eats any of the loaves would be liable to kares. However, v'chomem v'chachom say, ein pigel ad she'ifagal z'kol amater. It would not be considered pigel at all, unless he has that pigel intention whilst performing the entire mater. The next case of the Mishnah is Shochat Echem Nakvosim. He slaughtered only one of the sheep, one of the 2 sheep which are brought on Shavuos, Lechol Mimenu L'machar, with the intention of eating that sheep beyond its time limit. Over here, the invalidating intention is not regarding the next part of the procedure, in which case we would require the entire Mater to have that invalidating intention. Over here, he has that intention regarding the sheep itself. And if you think about it, these are 2 separate korbanos. You have to offer 2 sheep. In order to allow the Kohanim to eat the meat of this particular sheep which is being offered up, the only thing necessary for that, really, the only thing which is considered to be a matir for that, is the offering of that particular sheep. So that's the only matir for the eating of the sheep, for offering that particular sheep with the correct intentions. And therefore, who pigel, that particular sheep would become pigel, the chaver kosher, whereas the other sheep would remain valid. Now what happens if he slaughters one of the sheep with the intention of lechol mechaveir lemochar, to eat the other sheep beyond its time limit? In that case, the intention is totally irrelevant. You've got intentions regarding a totally different carbon, and therefore shneim ksheirim, both sheep would remain valid, and they wouldn't be pigled, since the intention regarding one carbon is totally irrelevant regarding a different one. Perek Yom Mishnah Aleph. The first mission of this perek continues the discussion of the previous perek, that of pigle, when one validates a carbon based on the intention of performing the next part of the procedure beyond its time limit. And there's a pretty much identical Mishnah in Masechet Zevachim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. It says the Mishnah, Akimetz Samincha, one who performs the Kmitza, he takes the 3-finger handful from the flour for the sake of the carbon Mincha, and he has an invalidating intention of Chutz Lizmanoi, Lechol Dovah She'ein Darko Lechol. But the intention which he has is to eat something which is not supposed to be eaten. Or to burn something which is not supposed to be burned. For example, he has the intention to burn the remaining part of the flour which is not supposed to be burnt. It's supposed to be eaten, but he has the intention to burn the rest of the flour beyond its time limit. Kosher, the carbon remains valid because that intention is totally irrelevant, since we're talking about something which is not even supposed to be done. However, Rabbi Eliezer learns from Pesukim that even in this case, the carbon would be considered invalid. What happens if somebody has an invalidating intention, le'echol dovah shedayk le'echol, regarding eating a part of the korban which is supposed to be eaten, or le'hakter dovah shedayk le'hakter, he has an intention to burn something, a part of the korban which is supposed to be burnt, but the intention is regarding eating or burning pochus mikazayis, less than the size of an olive of the flour. Kosher, once again, the korban would still be valid, since an amount which is less than the size of an olive is considered to be insignificant. Le'echol kachatzayis le'hakter kachatzayis. If he has both intentions together, to eat half of the size of an olive and to burn half the size of an olive beyond the time limit. Even in this case where together combined, that makes up the size of an olive. However, kosher the korban will remain valid, because intentions regarding the eating of the rest of the flour and intentions regarding the burning of the koimet of the handful of flour do not combine together. Mishnah Beis, this Mishnah is going to mention a number of the procedures done as part of the bringing of a korban mincha, an offering of flour. Not all of the procedures which are going to be mentioned are performed with every type of korban mincha. There are 9 different types of korban mincha. Some of them are offered as flour itself, whereas some of them are fried or baked before being offered. And the point of the Mishnah is to list a number of procedures which, if one fails to do that, the korban will nevertheless remain valid. And in many of the cases in the Mishnah, although the Mishnah's simple reading implies that he didn't perform that part of the procedure at all, the Gemara explains that in such a case, it would certainly be invalid, and therefore we are forced to interpret the Mishnah in slightly different ways, as we are going to see. So the Mishnah says, Le'yotzak, if you didn't do Yitzika, which is when they would pour oil after the flour was added, The way that it was supposed to be done is they would add some oil to the utensil and then put the flour in, and then do yitzikah, which is when they would add more oil. The Mishnah is talking about a case where a non-Kohen performed the yitzikah. He added the next part of the oil. In this case, the Korban will be valid because only the services done from after the handful of flour has been taken onwards need to be performed by a Kohen. Like Bolal, if they didn't perform Belilah, which is when they would mix the flour with the oil together. Like Posas, if they didn't fold the Korban Mincha, this is referring to Korbanos Mincha, which were baked or fried first. Even a Korban Mincha like this requires a taking a handful of it. So it had to be made into small pieces. And the process which they would do is they would fold the Korban Mincha into half and then fold it again into quarters. They would keep on folding it until they would end up breaking it into different pieces. And the Mishnah says that if they failed to break it into pieces, it would still be valid, le'molach, if they didn't salt it. As long as they did add salt to the part which is going to be burnt on the Mizbeach, the koimetz, then it would be valid even if they didn't add salt to the rest of the Korban Mincha, even though ideally they should. Like Hainif, if they didn't wave the flour which was in the utensil in different directions, that is a requirement for only certain Korbanos Mincha. Like Higish, if they didn't perform Hagosha, which is when they would bring the flour towards the Mizbeach, to the southwest corner, before bringing it up to the top of the Mizbeach to burn it. Which we're going to translate to mean that he did cut the Korban Mincha into pieces after it had been baked or fried, but the pieces were too large. Or if he didn't smear the Korban with oil, once again this is a requirement only regarding certain Korbanos Mincha, the ones which were made into a very thin loaf. In this case, he didn't smear it with oil because he added the oil all before it was processed into being baked. In all these cases, as the Mishnah Ksheiros, the Korban Mincha would still be valid. What happens if Nisarav Kumtzo Bekavetz Chaverto, if the handful of flour was taken out of one regular Korban Mincha, and it was mixed with the handful of flour which was taken from a different Korban Mincha, or B'Minchas Koyanim, if it was mixed in together with a Korban Mincha which is bought by a Koyan, or it's mixed with the Korban Mincha of a Kohen Gadol, which he was obligated to bring every day, if it was mixed with the Korban Mincha which is brought to accompany a Korban Oila or a Korban Shalomim, Kshira, the Korban remains valid. All of these things anyway need to be burnt on the Mizbeach. For example, the Korban Mincha of a Kohen and all of the other Korbanos Mincha which are mentioned here need to be burnt totally, not just a handful of it, but it all needs to be burnt on the Mizbeach. So everything here anyway needs to be burnt on the Mizbeach, and therefore it's valid. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, B'minchas Kohen HaMashiach v'minchas Nesachin, if a regular Korban Mincha was mixed, if the handful of a regular Korban Mincha was mixed with a Korban Mincha of a Kohen Gadol, or a Korban Mincha which is brought to accompany a Korban of an animal, then Pesula, it would become invalid. We're going to understand that that means that only the handful of flour of the regular Korban Mincha becomes invalid. Why? Because we're going to learn later on in the Masechta that the amount of oil which had to be added corresponding to the amount of flour varied from one type of Korban Mincha to another. So you'd end up with certain types of Korban Mincha which would be a much thicker mixture because there was less oil added, and you'd have some which were thinner mixtures because more oil was added. And the Mishnah says, Shezoi, because the regular Korban Mincha from which the handful was taken, Belilosa Ova, its mixture of oil and flour was thick, because not a lot of oil relative to the flour was added. Whereas Vezoi, for the other Korbanos Mincha which we're discussing, Belilosa Raka, the mixture was much thinner, because there was a relatively larger amount of oil, Vehein Bolos Zoi Mizoi. And once these two are added and they form a mixture of one type of Korban Mincha with the other, so they absorb each other's oil, and because the majority of the oil in the mixture is oil from the other type of Korban Mincha, that's why their mixtures were thinner, so the oil of the handful of the regular Korban Mincha was nullified by the majority oil of the other Korbanos Mincha. Because the oil of the regular Korban Mincha is the minority of the oil in that mixture, it is nullified according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore it would be invalid. It's as if we don't even see that oil anymore in the mixture.